This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient David Bricko, B-R-I-C-K-L-E, medical records 156-640, date of birth 2-7-1979, referring physician self, procedure performed colonoscopy, NEGD, secondary procedure, biopsies, snare cardiopulmonectomy, tattoo placement, hemoclip placement, date of the procedure, August 23, 2023. Indications, melena, epigastric pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, magastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, sigmoid colon polyp paragraph. Deform session, deform session, second portion of the duodenum. Deform session, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph, proposition as per double template, per paragraph findings, oropharynx appear normal, per paragraph esophagus appear normal, per paragraph stomach, mild diffuse 30 mini antrum, body biopsy is taken, radish pylori, per paragraph, there's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsy is taken, per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, per biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, per paragraph, colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. My colon, pedonculated polyp, 1 centimeter removed by snare cardiopulmonectomy, period. A hemoclip was applied to prevent bleeding. A tattoo was placed, period paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, period paragraph. Sphenic flexure appear normal, period paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, period paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum appear normal, period paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, anterior flexions, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5, supplementation, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.